Parsha Sav, Perek Zayin, Chapter 7, Pasuk Chavav, V'chol Dam Lo Sochu, V'chol Moshvo Sechem, La'of La'behema, Kol Nefesh Shetoko, Kol Dam, V'nikritah Nefesh Ahi Me'ameha. You shall not consume any blood in any of your dwelling places. Any person who consumes blood, the soul will be cut off. So there's the Torah is clear that there's a biblical prohibition on dam behema. There's a biblical prohibition on having blood from an animal. What about dam adam? What about dam from a human being? And before we discuss that, let's go back a step and discuss basar adam. What about flesh from a human being? In fact, I remember many years ago, there was a plane crash, I believe, in South America. And it took them about 10 weeks to find out where the plane crash was. And miraculously, people were still alive. And they asked the survivors, how did you live? There was no food, no nothing. And lo aleinu, but they said, we ate the flesh from the dead people, cannibalism. So what is the Torah view? Obviously, in the special situations could be different. But what is the Torah viewpoint on eating basar adam or dam adam? So let's start off with basar adam. So Pash says, one would say, well, a human being doesn't chew its cud and have split hooves, so it's not kosher. However, that's not the way it goes. The Rov Rishonim, the majority opinion, the Ramban, Nechmanides, and others say, Basar Adam is mutter. That eating flesh from an Adam, from a human, that is permitted. Not that we're going to, but it's permitted to eat. And the Rambam in Macholas Asurus, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, he writes, Basar Adam, whether it's chai or mace, whether the animal is living or dead, if you eat it, eino loke, you don't get makis, you don't get lashes. However, you violate an isterasi, still in violation of a biblical prohibition. He goes on to give his proofs. So the Ramban says it's mutter min haTorah, it's permitted. And the Rambam, Maimonides, who is a minority view, says it's biblically prohibited. And you have the sheet of the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher, he's in the middle. He agrees fundamentally with the Ramban. There is no biblical prohibition of Basar Adam. However, he writes, there's an Issur D'Rabbanan of eating Basar Adam. There's a rabbinical prohibition of eating Basar Adam. Alt Maris Ayin. Out but you're putting yourself in a situation where it looks like you might be doing something usher. In other words, the person might think that you're eating, some other dam, some other busser. So therefore, midrabanan out marasayin, you can't eat the basar adam unless the Rush, as the Rush points out, it's a situation where there's no problem of maris ayin. So there's three shittas in the Rishonim. You have the Rambam, it's also min haTorah. You have the Rush, it's also midrabanan, and you have the Ramban, it's mutter. So how do we paskin? So the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Chairo, paskins like the Rambam. is a biblical prohibition to consume human flesh. And the Shach quotes the Rush, there's only an Issur D'Rabbanan, a rabbinical prohibition, Alz Marisai, and it appears that you might lead to doing, we permit this, and people might mistake what you're doing and eat something which is prohibited. So we say Midrabbanan not to do it. So it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, that even according to the Rambam, who holds it's a biblical prohibition of Basar Adam, even the Rambam agrees in a life-threatening situation, one is permitted to eat Basar Adam. It's not one of the three things you have to give up your life for. So if one's life is in danger, and if they have no food, that's the only thing they have. So strictly speaking, even if you hold like the Rambam, that it would be a biblical prohibition, but to save one's life, one would be permitted. So there's an interesting stipler in Chulin. I think Simon Chaf. So the stipler in Chulin raises the following questions. Let's say you're cooking chicken soup, cooking cholent, whatever you want. It's very hot. And you put your finger in, you want to taste it. So the question is, does the chicken soup and cholent become treif because you put your finger in? Basar Adam. So according to the Ramban, that it's permitted, that there's no prohibition, and even according to the Rush, it's not a case of Marisayin because they see it's your finger. So it's no problem. Your finger's kosher, so the cholent's kosher, the soup's kosher. But according to the Rambam, that there's a biblical prohibition of Basar Adam, so how come when you stick your finger into the soup or the cholent remains kosher? Everyone agrees to the fact that it does. The chicken soup is kosher, but why? According to the Rambam, why should it be permitted? So, to understand this, we have to go to, there's a case that happened, I think, in Pressburg by the Chasam Sofer. There was a case where they were making, a vat of butter. I guess the place is very hot. And a tarnagol and a bird flew into the boiling hot vat of butter, and you guessed it, the bird died instantly. They took the bird out, and that was it. They threw it away. The question is, what about the status of the butter? Not that you'd still want to eat it, but assuming you did, and it's not a question of wanting, is it, you could throw it out anyway if you want to, but is it kosher or not? The fact that the bird, so they asked the Chacham Echad, said, not only do you have to throw out the bird, get rid of the bird, but you have to throw out the butter. Why? Because since there's a prohibition of mixing meat and milk, and as we know, it mentions three times in the Torah, so we learned out one prohibition for cooking, one for eating, and one to get benefit. So the Chacham Acham said, you can't even get benefit because it's basar v'chalav, and therefore he told them to throw it out into the river. So the problem is that Psak seems to be wrong. It seems to be a mistake because it's true that milk and meat, that the Issur Basar v'chalav is not only prohibited to cook it, to eat it, but those who get hanah, to get a benefit, but that is only if it's real meat, if it's basar. But if it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan, like basar oaf, like chicken, so we paskin, there is no Issur hanah. There is no prohibition to get benefit from chicken. You can't eat chicken and milk that's cooked together, but you can get hana. So why throw it out in the water? So it seemed to make a mistake. So I think Tachasim Sofer says that I agree with the Pesach, but for a totally different reason. He was right that you have to throw it out, but not because of that. That you're permitted. There's another Isser. There's another prohibition. It's called, we know one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. There are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So what are they? So the big three, the three things you have to give up your life for, avodah zarah, idol worship, ritzicha, murder, and gila rais, illicit relations. And then Aleph, Beis Gimel Dal, Aleph is Aver Menachai, that's what we're talking about here. Eating, you know, eating from a limb of a live animal. Beis is a euphemism, cursing God. Gimel is Gezel, stealing, and Dalet is Zina. But we see there's a prohibition of Aver Menachai, and that applies even to Goyim. So it seems to be when the chicken, while it was alive, that a Bliya's Aver Menachai, the Bliya went into the butter, and therefore the butter is prohibited even for Goyim, and therefore you have to throw it out. So that touches on a very fundamental question, is can human beings, can live beings be bolea? Could they absorb the taste from something when I'm alive? Or can I be polate when I'm alive? Can I give out taste? And the Chasam Sofer says that when the chicken was still alive, so the Chasam Sofer thinks it could be polate, it can spit out. So when the chicken was alive, it spit out into the butter, and therefore made the butter a blias aver menachai, it made it prohibited. And therefore, the Pesach was right. Rav Shlomo Kluger, in Tuv Tam Vadas, did not like this at all. He said, the living beings are not polate. That is ridiculous. And the Tziva says, sounds like Purim Torah, like it's ridiculous. Living beings do not give out taste. So, and that's why he says, if you stick your finger into the soup, it's not mafet, it's not a problem. And even the Maharam Shik, who is a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, disagrees with the Chasam Sofer and says no. And so Rav Shlomo Kluger was very upset at this Talmud Chacham Echad. He said, just like he made a mistake on the original Psak, he said that the chicken and the milk are prohibited to get benefit, which is wrong. So too, he made a mistake on the second part. It's not poet either. There it's a machokas achronim, whether a live being could be poet or not. So my nafkamina, what's the practical difference? So we said if you put your thumb, if you put your finger into the soup, we assume it's kosher. So according to the Rush, we said it's not a question because it's kosher. Therefore, according to the Rush, your finger's kosher anyway, so maybe the Rush holds living beings can be polate, except it's not a problem here, it's kosher. And perhaps the Rambam Shita is that no, that it's true your finger isn't kosher. But it's like with Shlomo Kluger, living things can't be polate, and therefore it's not a problem. Of course, in the reverse case, it would be a problem. Let's say a cat jumps into the cholent, or into the soup, or some non-kosher. So, if you hold that the Rush says that living beings are polate, and according to Rush, then in that case, the finger wouldn't make an answer, but a cat would. But if you assume living beings can be polate, then, again, I don't know if I would eat it, but it wouldn't be necessary, it wouldn't be usher. So that's the question of Basar Adam, of flesh. What about the question of Dam Adam? So Dam Adam, that's a positive, a whole Dam also Chelo, as we read. And the Gemara increases, and Daf Chav says, why did the Torah single out La'ofu L'Behema? Why did it single out the blood from a oaf? The blood from a behema, that's prohibited. So Gemara says about fuke, a two-legged animal, i.e. human beings, that the blood from human beings are mutter. So we have an explicit Gemara in Croesus that dam from humans are kosher. That's not debatable. It's a clear-cut Gemara. And what's also clear-cut, so therefore, and in fact, that's the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam holds basa adam is asam in a Torah. The Ramban says it's mutter. How do I know I'm right? Because we have a principle, yotze min ha'asa asa. Something which comes out from something asa is also asa. So the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam is, if you're telling me basa adam is asa, so then blood is also asa that comes out. So it's a machokas Ramban regarding basar adam, but everyone agrees by dam adam. And what's a raya we know is by a milu we do a mitzitza. Now maybe we do a mitzitza bakli, but mitzitza bepeh. And the reason why the moel doesn't swallow isn't because you can, it's because you don't want to. But we see that it's permitted to eat dam. So that's a gemara, and that's the halacha. However, the Gemara says, Midrabanan, perish mikui, if you find blood in a vessel, in a cup, so it's rabbinical prohibition, altsmaris ayin. And the Gemara also says, however, if you find blood in your teeth, in the gums, that is mutter. So we have a clear-cut Gemara that dam adam is mutter, and blood finding in your teeth and gums in your mouth, that's permitted. But blood found in a cup, in a vessel, you can't drink it because of Maris Ayat. So the question is, what happens if I have a paper cut? I cut my finger. Can I suck the blood out of my finger? So in our Torah, it's 100% fine. But where does it fall under? Is there a problem with Maris Ayat? Is this like drinking from a cup of blood? Or is this like blood on your teeth? So the question is, what is the marazayin here? So Tosus holds, increases, it's mutter to suck the blood off your finger because there's no marazayin. Everyone knows what you're doing. And according to the Shita Mekubetzes, he holds it's usur. So what's in the Kudus HaMacholus? What's the issue between Tosfos and the Shita Mekubetzes, whether you could suck blood off your finger? Tosfos says it's permitted. The Shita Mekubetzes says it's not. So the question is, what is the Maris Ayin the Gemara is talking about if you see someone drinking blood from a cup? So Rashi says the Maris Ayin is, if they see you drinking Dam Adam, people will think all blood of all animals are permitted, and therefore, that's why you can't. The Rashi's concern is that they don't realize dam. They might know you're drinking dam adam, but they think if they see you drinking dam adam, they'll think all dam. And Tosu says, no, that's not the marisayin. If people know it's dam adam, it's permitted. The concern is if it's marisayin, they don't know it's dam adam. So therefore, that's why it's also. So my nafkamina, what's the practical difference? The practical difference is, with Tosfos, it's recognizable. So therefore, you could suck the blood. Shita Mekubetzes is wording like Rashi, that if they see you sucking the blood off your finger, they might think you could suck the blood of an animal. You know, so Meikra Din, we've seen Tapaskin that one could suck the blood out of the finger, but there are those who are machmir. So we had a discussion regarding Basar Adam and Dam Adam. We had the different opinions on whether the Ramban, Basar Adam is Mutter, the Rush, it's Asar Midrabanan, and the Rambam, it's Asar Min HaTorah. A whole discussion about putting your finger in your soup according to the Rambam. So if it's permitted, because maybe it's not polite. Or if it is poet, then like a cat, it would be a problem. And then we said dam adam is 100% permitted. Dam in blood in your teeth is 100% permitted. blood in a vessel is rabbinically prohibited, and sucking blood from your finger, that's a machlokas, Tosis, and the Shita Mekubetzes. So just to go back and understand this for a minute, that to understand the derech of the Torah. In other words, we all know that today we live in a world of organ transplants, and we find cannibalism like abhorrent, which it is. And yet the Torah says, Basar Adam is mutter, according to the Ram Rov Rishonim, Dam Adam is mutter. Why is that so? Why is it that human flesh and human blood is permitted? So Rav Tzedakah Kohen has a yesod, you know, more, he talks about the Kabbalah, but he basically says that that basically a kosher animal's essence is kosher. So he says a human being is fundamentally tahar, and therefore the dam and the basar is mutter. So he says, what's the pshat that the essence of a human being is kosher? You're an Adam kosher. What is an Adam kosher? There's a Gemara in Shabbos on the Kufchav that it says, Kol ha-bocha al Adam kosher, if you cry over the death of an Adam kosher, all your sins are forgiven. What's the Adam kosher? So the Torah writes, someone who's not doubted for sinning or to, you don't think he's going to sin or you don't think he's not going to do positive mitzvahs. So what's the concept of an Adam kosher? So Yavne Nezer writes, we all know there's a concept of a behema kosher, a behema that's kosher, and there's a trefa. A trefa is an animal that isn't going to live 12 months. It's not going to be able to live through winter, fall, summer, and spring. So an Adam kosher is someone who can live in all seasons. But it doesn't mean physically all seasons, that one who can live fall, winter, spring, but all the different seasons of life. We know the challenges of life, to be ups and downs. Someone who could serve God even during good times, and they could serve God even during not so good times or lousy times. So in fact, that's what the Avnei Nezer points out, the famous story with the Buchanetzar. They say he was writing poetry that would have put Tehillim to shame. And a malach came by and gave him pachis. He hit him on the mouth and he stopped. So the question is, what about free choice? What do you mean he stopped? How did he let him go? So the answer is, the malach didn't stop him. He just made it more difficult. It's one thing to write music when you have a breeze by a guitar on a nice beach on a nice beautiful day. That wasn't the greatness of Tehillim. The greatness of Tehillim is, under what situation did David write? Running from his son Avshalom, people trying to kill him. He was constantly on the run. He wrote Tehillim at Mitoch Simcha and Mitoch Sara. That's the great, that's an Adam Kasher. David HaMelech, they're able to serve God under all conditions. And that's what it's all about. And just to close, since we're talking about cannibalism, I just want to conclude with a joke I once heard. So there's a maisa where there was a king, who had a non-Jewish king, who had a Jew as one of his advisors, and he used to advise him all the time. But this Jew always said, Gamzu Letova. It's always for the best, whatever happens. So one time, he was going with the king on a hunting trip, and he loaded the gun, and as the king took the gun out, a shot went off and shot off the king's stump. So the Jew said, oh, Gamzu Letova. Don't worry, it's also for the best. The king went crazy. Are you kidding me? Gamzu Letova. When he got back, he threw him down in the dungeon and left him there for years. So the king went on another hunting trip, and this time, unfortunately, he was caught by cannibals. And they figured a king, usually the picture of a king, a nice heavy person, a very hearty meal, and they're boiling the hot water, getting ready to put the king in, getting ready for dinner, and before they, it's like before we bring a carbon, we check. So too, they check for mum to make sure everything's fine. They saw the king was missing a thumb. You're missing a thumb, forget it, we don't want you, and they let him go. So the king came back, and he realized with the thumb, oh yeah, it was that Jewish advisor. Oh yeah, I left him in the dungeon, I better go get him out. So the king goes down, and he tells him the whole story, thanking him, if I wouldn't have had my thumb, you know, I would have been killed. So after the whole story, and I'm sorry, you were in the dungeon for these past couple of years. So after the story, the Jewish advisor said, Gamzu Latova. So too was for good. What do you mean? So the king said, Gamzu Latova. You were in the jail for 3 years. He said, yeah, but if I was with you, I had a thumb. I would have been eaten by the cannibals. So Gamzu Latova. So that's a discussion for now in Parashat Tzav. We went into the different issues of Dam Adam and Basar Adam, and we'll continue with some more Inyani Kashrus later.